Keep everyone occupied till the sheep turn up, eventually.
It sounds like this year's Leaf Open Farm Sunday is as successful as ever. At least that's the impression from the crowds on this farm in Norfolk, where sheep racing is a big attraction.
Which one's going first?
In this Leaf podcast, we're going to look at what Open Farm Sunday does for farmers, both here in Britain, and for that I'll whisk you to Cambridgeshire later. But first, a first. There's been the first African Open Farm Sunday in Kenya, in the heart of the area which grows green beans for export to Europe.
This is very, very exciting and very proud to be a part of this Open Farm Sunday. In Africa, we call it Open Farm Friday.
Meet Apollo Awor at the newly established demonstration farm for the company KHE, Kenyan Horticultural Exporters. The farm's been set up to showcase the very best of leaf farming in Africa. And while visitors start to arrive, let's now return to the UK. What are the main messages in the fields farmed by a very experienced Open Farm Sunday host, Andrew Nottage, in the heart of Cambridgeshire? Well, as we pulled off the farm track here on Russell Smith Farms, Andrew Nottage, you're the general manager here, but you said, oh, this will be a good place to stop.
Yeah, we're just lifting some salad potatoes for a supermarket. It's an interesting field, actually, because we've got an irrigator parked in the side of the field. Soil moisture monitoring, very important for monitoring our water usage on the farm. We've got grass margin down the bottom, encouraging wildlife on the farm and help towards meeting leaf mark standards. We've got a beetle bank just across the other side there. So there's quite a lot of things within this field which are very important to us.
Does it do anything for you business-wise, apart from the feel-good factor of knowing you are perhaps farming with the environment in mind?
Without a doubt. Being a member of Leaf, I think we're enjoying the farm much more. We're more aware of what's going on around. We're noting increased wildlife. That's good fun. But obviously, it's really important that everything we do has got to have a commercial edge to it as well. You're not only doing your bit for the environment and the wildlife, you're also giving yourself a marketing edge. So it's a really important thing for us.
At the bottom of the field there, there's one of the feeder roads. I suppose that connects up with the M11 at the Duxford Junction, not so far away. You're farming close to a massive centre of population.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, we've been participating in Open Farm Sunday, and we're close to, as you say, a lot of population, and they're becoming much more interested in, you know, what's going on the farm and in the industry in general. So, you know, being a member of Leaf, being involved in Leaf Open Farm Sunday, has given us the opportunity to get people on the farm. And actually, we did gain a slight commercial edge that we picked up another block of land on the back of Open Farm Sunday when there was someone looking for a new farmer to farm their land, and he came to Open Farm Sunday and liked the message which we were trying to portray with Leaf, and it did help us secure that land. So that was great.
Back here in Kenya at the first African Open Farm Sunday, well over 300 local school children have come along, and there's a good turnout of farmers as well. Recently, several hundred farmers in this highly productive area passed their inspection and can now display the leaf mark on the green beans they sell for export to Europe. Wonder what they get out of a day like today. Quite a lot of the visitors have already made the circuit of the farm walk, and we've come across the chairman of one of the bean grower groups.
Yes, I'm Peter Kanyuro. In fact, we never knew that some of the relationship with the farming and the environment are important. But with the leaf, we have come up with programs, trainings, and we have now known it's very important, and it's one of the major factor that a farmer should do and know that without a good environment, there is no farming. Yeah.
And what about the change in the community, now that you're growing your beans, your cash crop, and your other crops in a more sustainable way?
Okay, one of the important things that the community will benefit from is that from now we shall be able to be growing not only beans, only the vegetables, but we have got fruits in our fields now, avocados, mangoes, and other trees that are beneficial to our animals.
So how's the future now?
When I look into the future, I can see a brighter future, and farmers will be able now at least to say from what they had been doing. There's a total difference. Good environment, and at the same time, they have improved their food security and whatever. It's going to be better. Yeah.
Thanks very much, Peter.
Thank you.
Well, wherever and however you spent Open Farm Sunday, hope it was enjoyable and useful for you too.